I would say that we succeeded in enhancing our operation in Somalia. AMISOM has made notable gains, working, of course, with the forces of the transitional federal government, as demonstrated by the forced withdrawal of Al-Shabaab from Mogadishu. We have succeeded in helping the Sudanese organize a successful self-determination referendum in South Sudan, which went on peacefully and followed by the independence of South Sudan. Of course, we have a number of issues to sort out in terms of post-secession issues. Cote d'Ivoire has been able to overcome the post-electoral crisis, and Tunisia is successfully implementing the transition process. Egypt and the conflict in Libya has come to an end, and Egypt and Libya have now embarked upon a new transition with, of course, challenges, but we believe that we will be able to surmount those challenges. So I would say a very challenging year, some notable successes. There's still a lot to be done in the coming year to consolidate progress made.
And as we go into the new year, 2012, we look at the conflict in Somalia is still going on. Sudan, you mentioned the independence of South Sudan, but it seems there's still issues between the two countries. The Democratic Republic of Congo, we have now two people who have declared themselves president. It seems that your commission is going to be very busy the year coming.
Clearly, there are many challenges to be met in 2012. I refer to progress in Somalia. It does not, of course, mean that the conflict has been fully resolved. Far from it. We are yet to extend further the authority of the transitional federal government. We need to ensure that the transitional period comes to an end in August 2012 and that the steps that have been agreed upon among the Somali stakeholders are indeed implemented. We are already taking steps to further strengthen AMISOM on the ground and also make sure that we provide more support towards the implementation of the Kampala Accord and the Mogadishu roadmap, which was agreed upon among the Somali stakeholders. So there is a lot of work to be done, but I trust that we are building on a solid foundation, 2011 having really seen unprecedented progress on the ground, thanks to the work of the African Union mission in Somalia and the work of the forces of the Transitional Federal Government of Somalia. Regarding Sudan, I fully agree with you. There are a number of issues that need to be sorted out in terms of post-secession arrangement between Sudan and South Sudan. There are also issues linked to the outstanding aspect of the CPA that need to be addressed. I refer to the referendum because it was a success, a resounding success. The South Sudanese were able to express their choice. The government of Sudan accepted the results. South Sudan proclaimed its independence on the 9th of July. That was a huge success for the Sudanese, but also for Africa as a whole and the EU through the high-level implementation panel chaired by former President Thabo Mbeki, played a critical central role in achieving those results in support of the Sudanese, of course. Having said that, I fully concur with the fact that there is a lot to be done to sort out the post-secession issues and ensure that the two countries adhere and implement their vision of two viable states living side by side and cooperating on issues of common concern. And the EU High-Level Implementation Panel will, of course, be working on those issues in the year to come.
As the year came to an end, there was an election, and it seems now we have two presidents who have been inaugurated. Democratic Republic of Congo, is that one of your challenges also?
We follow, of course, very closely the situation in Congo. The chairperson of the commission visited the country even recently ahead of the elections to call for restraint and encourage all stakeholders to work together towards successive polls. Other EU African Union delegation went also to the Congo, and the results were proclaimed. We know the reaction, of course, of the opposition. Our take is that we need to respect the institutions that are provided for by the Constitution of Congo, and if there are complaints, they should be channeled through existing mechanisms and processes. But of course, beyond that, there is need for Congolese to also work together to overcome the challenges facing their country. That's quite clear, but it should be done within the framework of the Constitution and existing rules and processes.
You mentioned Libya. What did the African Union learn from the Libyan situation?
We were quite active regarding the Libyan issue. As you know, we put in place an EU ad hoc committee that worked tirelessly to promote a political solution. Unfortunately, we were not successful for reasons beyond our control. Having said that, the EU Peace and Security Council late October, authorized the Libyan authorities to occupy the seat of Libya and pledge AU support to the efforts to implement an inclusive transition that would lead to elections to enable Libyans freely choose their leaders. We are planning to establish an AU liaison office on the ground in Tripoli to work with the Transitional National Council, the Libyan government, and the Libyan actors to assist them in their efforts. We are quite confident that they will carry out the transition as planned.